Historical Society and your friends here at WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Amaya couldn't make it in today, so we have Jillian filling in.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so for our region, we have the top 8 artists on the Billboard for the last 8 years. So up first, for today, we have Rihanna as our number 1 seed going against Lady Gaga. And then later on in the show, you'll hear Taylor Swift, our number 4 seed, go against Justin Bieber, our number 5. So how are you doing, Jillian? Yeah.
I'm really excited for the next one. Just to hear like all the pop and everything like that.
Right, we haven't heard any pop yet throughout this region. At first we had Listen by Numbers, which is your region, and you had Maroon 5 win and Jackson 5 win. So what did you think about that?
Maroon 5 and Jackson 5 I was actually really excited about because mainly because I think it's kind of different that almost kind of too pop. So well, Maroon 5 is pop, but Jackson 5 is kind of like soul, and they're kind of like an old style. So new and old school kind of like mixed in together is kind of neat. So I'm really excited about that matchup.
Maroon 5 is one of my big pools throughout this whole region. In the whole bracket, but we also had the Mad Lab's rock region, which is old school rock and today's modern rock, I guess you could say, going on, and Panic at the Disco won, and so did Imagine Dragons. And then we had the Clout Chasers, which is all the rap regions, and then we had Drake win and Kendrick Lamar, right?
I believe so.
I think it was Kendrick Lamar. The poll just ended, so we will let you know about that soon. And anyway, we have Rihanna going up first today. She is 30 years old, and she is a multi-talented singer, songwriter, rapper, and she's the CEO, so she's pretty successful in life. She is also one of the best-selling artists of all time with 230 million records sold worldwide. Rihanna is one of the youngest and fastest solo artists to earn about 14 number one singles on the Billboard's Hot 100, as well as the current number of 31 top singles on the same chart.
What's up?
Umbrella.
And now she's just pulling up Umbrella by Rihanna. It's pretty old. It came out in 2008, I want to say. It's her lead single. It became an international breakthrough in her career, and she won her first ever Grammy Award in the 50th annual Grammy Awards in 2008. And the song earned Rihanna several awards and nominations. In 2007, the song won 2 awards at the MTV Video Music Awards and was nominated for 4. And this is Umbrella by Rihanna.
No clouds in my stones. Let it rain. I hide the plane in the bank. Coming down at the Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we go. We Rockefeller. We fly high in weather. And G5s are better. You know me. In anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips for the rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. Because when the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here forever.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright tonight, you and I. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. I do, I, so alive. We're beautiful like diamonds.
Alright, we are back, and that last song was Rihanna, and it was called Diamond, and then before that we had Umbrella by Rihanna. So, that last song, Diamond, it was off her 7th studio album called Apologetic. It went 6 times platinum, which is kind of a big deal. She also charted over 20... She topped over 20 countries with that song, and it was also her 12th number one single on the Billboard Top 100. All these artists throughout our whole bracket, they had multiple number one songs on the Billboard's Top 100. She also tied Madonna and The Supremes for the 5th most number one singles in charts history. So she's a pretty, pretty big deal, especially in our region. So that's why she's number one. And this one also became the best of all time selling singles. So, yeah. Anyway, we are back. This is On the Billboard with Lizzie
and Jillian.
Maya cannot make it here today, so Jillian was kindly enough to sit in, you know, and help me. And then tomorrow, we also have Listen by Numbers, and Jillian will be back with the round 2. Who do you have going up tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have One Direction and 5 Seconds of Summer, and then U2 and Matchbox 20.
Who do you see winning out of all those?
Maybe five. I don't really know against One Direction and 5 Seconds of 5 Seconds of Summer, just because they're both kind of so similar. But I feel like, even though I really kind of don't want it, U2 is probably gonna win. I'm not really their biggest fan, but if you're just tuning in, this is the 5th annual March Mayhem of Music. This is the On the Billboard region. You are hearing Rihanna. You just heard Rihanna, and coming up is Lady Gaga, and then later on today we're doing Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber.
That's gonna be pretty interesting, because that's our closest matchup in our whole bracket, and like, they're so both popular. Taylor Swift, she went from country to pop. Then Justin Bieber's been so popular since 2009. Like,
he went from kind of like, I wouldn't say like a cutesy, like boy, like a boyish. He went from like such a boyish figure to someone that's like rapping with like these really big time, like these big time people, rappers and all that other stuff. And he's even like, gone into some like TV shows and stuff like that, because I know that he was on I think it was NCIS. He was
really
he died in that one, but most people that co-star in NCIS, they end up dying,
yeah,
so that's not really a big deal, but it was a big deal for him just because of like all the publicity. But yeah, Rihanna and Lady Gaga, they're actually kind of, all of these artists are actually really close to each other.
They're all so popular, especially like
Lady Gaga has been like on top of the world lately. Like,
yeah,
all her singles, all her albums. She has
one of her singles, A Million Reasons, which you'll hear later on in the show, was very popular about a year ago.
Yeah, it came out in 2016. My friend actually ended up going to that concert.
Really?
And yeah, he's been to like a million Lady Gaga concerts. But he ended up going there, and she's just the way that she conducts herself, like in her shows and everything, she's so different from everyone else, and everyone says that she's like the Madonna of like this day and age.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool. But right now we're gonna play Lady Gaga. The first song is Just Dance. That was her first single ever. The single is amongst the best-selling singles of all time, having sold over 10 million copies, which is pretty ridiculous, actually. She wrote this song in a matter of 10 minutes, and it went 8 times platinum. So this is Just Dance by Lady Gaga on Sterling High School Radio, 5th Annual March Mayhem of Music. Go Knights!
I lost my phone. What's going pick it up like a car. I'm hitting, I'm leaving the blocks on tour until tomorrow, yeah.
Shawty, I can see that you got so much energy.
The way you're twirling up them hips round and round.
There's no reason at all why you can't be here with me.
In the meantime, stay, let me watch you break it down, hey.
Get a taste. Must be love on the brain.
And we're back right here on the Billboard region with our fifth annual March Mayhem of Music. If you're just tuning in, we're in the middle of a Rihanna and Lady Gaga matchup, and next is Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber. You just heard Love on the Brain by Rihanna and Just Dance by Lady Gaga. Love on the Brain, the theme of the song ended up being it swings back and forth between a toxic love. The song reached number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. And she performed this song at the 2016 Billboard Music Awards. So now we're going to be playing Million Reasons by Lady Gaga. But first, we're going to do the weather.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, Nancy. That's a little thing from tennis.
Okay, so today it is a high of 50 degrees, mostly sunny. Tonight we will get a few showers at a low of 35 degrees. And tomorrow there is a high of 37 degrees, and there should be a little bit of snow later on. And right now it is 38 degrees and sunny right here, and this was your 36-hour weather forecast for the Somerdale area.
There's supposed to be like another nor'easter tomorrow. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be really insane.
They were calling between 8 to 16 inches of snow.
We haven't gotten that in like 2 or 3 years.
Exactly. And it's just, it's super crazy because when you just think about it, like last Friday when they had the nor'easter, like I didn't even know that it was supposed to snow at all. And then I'm driving home at like 2:30 and it's like, it looked like a blizzard outside. The wind was so bad.
The good thing about last Friday was at least it didn't stick too much. I mean, there was a little bit of there was a little bit of slush, but at least it didn't last very long.
Yeah,
I think that's really what saved us. But
tomorrow it's gonna be super bad, like especially during the day. But like in the morning commute, you'll be fine because it's just gonna rain till like noon tomorrow.
Yeah.
But then that's when it's supposed to start snowing for the next like 12 hours. So maybe early dismissal, maybe no school on Thursday. Praying for something, you never know.
Now we're gonna get back to the music. Right now we're going to play Million Reasons. It was the main single of Lady Gaga's fifth studio audience. It was released on November 8th of 2016. It was a more religious track. It hit number 4 on the Billboard Top 100 and came back into the Top 100 also.
That was after she performed at the 51st Super Bowl, and that song was super great at the Super Bowl. Like, I didn't even hear the song before the Super Bowl, but once I watched the Super Bowl halftime show, I was just like, man, she is super talented. She just continues to just throw all these new and important songs just out there left and right. And yes, like, she's such a talented artist, and I'm just,
she's also she also is like a main like role model for like LGBTQ and all that other stuff. So she's very iconic with like her fashion and everything. So
yeah, the new Madonna.
But this is Million Reasons by Lady Gaga, right here on the fifth annual March Mayhem of Music, right here on Sterling High School Radio.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons, giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a driveway, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons, give me a million reasons, giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. I bow down to pray, I try to make the worst seem better. Stay.
head stuck in a cycle, I look off and I stare. It's like that I've stopped breathing but completely aware. Cause you're giving me a million reasons, give me a million reasons, giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. And if you say something that you might even mean, it's hard to even fathom which parts I should believe. Cause you're giving me a million reasons, give me a million reasons, giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. I bow down to pray and try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away, but baby, I just need one good one to stay.
This is Monica DeCiano, the secretary to Mr. Redman, and you're tuning in to Sterling Radio.
Better. donne amour et je veux ta revanche. Je donne amour.
And you just listened to Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. Bad Romance explores Gaga's attractions to individuals whom romance never works, her preference for lonely relationships. Came out in 2011, and the music video was voted Best Video of the 2000s by readers of Billboard. It was nominated for numerous superlatives, including 10 awards at the 2010 MTV Music Awards, where singer won 7, including the MTV Video Music Award for Video of the Year.
It also won 11 platinums, which is absolutely amazing, on the Billboard's Top 100, which is absolutely outstanding.
It hit number 2 on the Billboard Top 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I actually also saw Glee actually do a cover of this on one of their episodes. It was all Lady Gaga inspired.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I love Glee, so whenever they would like do a whole episode inspired like by an artist, like I love that. And like they were all on stage, they were all just dancing, mm-hmm. and they were all in their weird costumes. It was like it was weird, but it was really cool. So
yeah,
sounds like it.
Yeah, I've never had the real time to watch Glee, even though I've heard so many people say it's such a great show and that I would enjoy it very much, but I just haven't had the opportunity to sit down and watch like a show of it.
Glee, it's a really, really good show. If you like musicals, I mean, you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in. It's all music. A lot of the songs off of there are covers, but there are a lot of songs that are original pieces, actually. So their first song was Journey, and what was it?
Don't Stop Believing?
Yes, Don't Stop Believing. It was in the first episode. Oh, that show was awesome. It went crazy popular.
Yeah,
after
I remember
that.
It's crazy.
Yeah, anyway, so yesterday on Cloud Chasers, we had Kendrick Lamar win, and then Drake won yesterday. And tomorrow you'll have Listen by Numbers for the round two with their 3 vs. 60, which is One Direction versus 5 Seconds of Summer, which I think that's going to be really close because those two bands are like so similar.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But like One Direction isn't even really like around anymore, I feel like, because they all like split up and went their own way. But
I feel like they're more like more up to date and everyone knows them than 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah, 5 Seconds of Summer was pretty popular about like 2 years ago, but One Direction was popular for like 6 years.
Yeah,
from like 2010 to like 2016, and I think Zayn, like one of them decided to leave the band first, and
oh
then
yeah
they
yeah
just,
I remember
like, went
that.
Down from that, so I was just like, oh okay.
Didn't 5 Seconds of Summer though recently release a new single?
Did they?
I think they did, yeah.
Wow.
I really don't even like listen to them, so I really don't know. But also, going on tomorrow, we have U2 versus Matchbox 20. I have never heard of Matchbox 20 before this actual bracket. Before the March Mayhem of music.
I feel like I'm absolutely horrible with names and horrible with bands and everything like that.
Right?
But I feel like they have some awesome jams that everyone knows, but we just don't know who they are. I can't remember what any of them are, but hopefully once they come on tomorrow, it's going to be popping in my head and I'm going to be out there dancing and singing.
Yeah, and now we are going to go into our second half of the show, which is Taylor Swift versus Justin Bieber. And we're going to go old school right now with Taylor Swift with 22. Yeah.
It feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time.
Just 22 by Taylor Swift.
All right, and actually I didn't introduce my other co-host now since they came in last time. And we have Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
And we have Tommy.
Hey.
I'm just kind of throwing people in left and right to just help me out with today's show, so thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, no problem. It's always fun going live.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. So what's your region?
So our region is the Mad Lads region of rock.
It's mostly alt-right artists, new and old. We got four new, four old. Well, can't say that anymore because...
Yeah. As of right now in the standings, Panic just won over Pearl Jam, and Imagine Dragons won over the Foo Fighters.
Imagine Dragons and Foo Fighters.
Imagine Dragons and Foo Fighters. So very. I think the last, the last total was what 48% for the.
I think it was 48 and.
52. Yeah.
That's really close.
It's so close. And then for Panic just absolutely destroyed.
They got 80% of the vote.
Yeah.
It was kind of expected, but Foo Fighters and Imagine Dragons, that was so close right until the end.
Oh, yeah. But coming up, we also have 21 Pilots versus Nirvana, which is going to be pretty good.
That's going to be...
And then we also have Red Hot Chili Peppers versus the Fall Out Boys.
You have Red Hot Chili Peppers as a rock band?
Yeah.
I feel like they're pop.
They're alt rock.
I'd say they're alt rock. They did really well the first year too. Didn't they win the first year? First March Madness.
I think they did. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah.
So yeah, we had to put them back in there, and I gotta say, all these matchups really seem close. Besides
Pearl Jam and Panic. Yeah. Everyone I think is going to be like it's going to turn out like Imagine Dragons and Foo Fighters. It's going to end up super close.
I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to say it's within 10%.
Really?
Each one. Like,
you think it's going to be that close?
I don't think anyone's going to go over
10%. Yeah, true. Wow. Well, looking at the lineup, that's definitely a possibility, honestly.
Everybody there is still pretty popular.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They all make great music.
And, well, I just got news in from Strauss that Drake defeated Travis Scott, and then while Kendrick Lamar advances over J. Cole, so...
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, and I heard that was the most votes for this year already, so...
I'm not surprised, honestly, with the Cloud Chasers bracket. It's so popular right now. Personally, myself, I'm not sure about every one of them over there, but throughout the school, it's such a great bracket.
The only one there I'm really a fan of is Drake. And, last year, I even did a Future Artist promo on Drake last year, so.
And all right, right now we're going to go back to Taylor Swift with 15, and this is one of her country songs, so a little throwback to that.
Take a deep breath and you walk through the doors. It's the morning of your very first day. You say hi to your friends you ain't seen in a while. Try and stay out of everybody's way. It's your freshman year and you're gonna be here for the next 4 years in this town. Hoping none of those seniors you and say, you know I haven't seen you around before. Cause when you're 15, somebody tells you they love you, you're gonna believe them. And when you're 15, feeling like there's nothing to figure out, well, count to 10, take it in. This is life before you know who you're gonna be. 15. You sit in class next to a redhead Abigail. Soon enough, your best friends so cool, we'll be out of here as soon as we can. And then you're on your very first date, and he's got a car, and you're feeling like flying. And your mom is waking up, and you're thinking he's the one, and you're dancing around your room when the night ends. When the night ends.
bigger dreams of mine. And Abigail gave everything she had to a boy who changed his mind. And we both cried.
Wildest Dreams from her 2014 album, and here it is.
He said, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now, nothing lasts forever, but this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome as said, no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever. Cheeks, say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend. Say you'll remember me, staying in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, baby. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just.
Yeah.
all right, that song was Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift. This is the fifth annual of the March Mayhem of Music. And in the studio, I have Mike and Tommy back here again.
Hey.
Hey.
And all right, we have just found out from Strauss that there's actually only 21 perfect brackets left in the March Mayhem of Music this year. So, and my bracket is one of them. So I'm really pulling for all my people to come through, and I can actually win this year because I always screw it up every single year, but I just seem to manage to do it very well this year. And anyway, our next artist and last artist for today is Justin Bieber. What do you guys think about him?
It's all right.
Well, in the beginning, everyone hated him, of course, but
yeah,
with all of his new stuff that came out, well, newer stuff that came out, love him.
Yeah, I love all of his songs, and actually, this song is Love Yourself by Justin Bieber, so we're going to go ahead and listen to that.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't, but you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on, and I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong, and I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. But when you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't, but you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on, and I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong, and I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. Yikes. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. You gotta go and get angry at all of my eyes.
try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chances. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go, I didn't spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah, is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me. Cause I'm missing more than just your body.
March Mayhem of Music, and this is our last time going live for today. I can hear my echo in the room. It's so weird. And Strauss is just laughing at me. But yeah, so Strauss actually already put the polls up for today, and Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber is 49% for Taylor Swift and 51% for Justin Bieber. There's already 37 votes in. So
wow.
I'm pulling for Justin Bieber. Everyone vote for him.
Everybody vote for T-Swift, my main girl.
Hey, everyone just vote, yeah?
Yeah, at Knights Radio on the Twitter. So make sure you vote.
It's going to be a close matchup.
It really is, honestly. I can't wait to see the results for these.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we also have Rihanna going against Lady Gaga.
Wow.
No, that's not going to be as close, but
yeah, Rihanna's already winning.
But you never know; it could be an upset. Could bring it back last minute.
Yeah.
Very true.
You never know. You never know. So
over once the poll ends.
Anyway, we're gonna close out our show for today, and I just want to thank everyone for listening in. I've had many guests come in and out, so thank you, Jillian, Mike, and Tommy for coming in today.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. It's been a pleasure, honestly.
Yeah, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow for the Listen by Numbers region for their second round for the 3 versus 6, which is One Direction versus 5 Seconds of Summer, and then their 2 seed, which is U2, versus their 7 seed, Matchbox 20. And don't forget to tune in every single day on March Mayhem of Music, and we are going to go to our last song by Justin Bieber, which is What Do You Mean? So maybe you should just vote and continue to vote, and maybe maybe you can win.
No, Lizzie, what do you mean?
What do you mean? You know what you mean? Go vote on Knight's radio right now.
What do you mean? Make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win. Where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? Y'all for protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, baby. Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?